Governance of a QAPI program. It is often a regulatory requirement that executive leadership be actively engaged in supporting the QAPI program. If the healthcare facility or its parent organization has a board of directors, it is important that this governance body also provides active oversight of the QAPI program, which includes ensuring that executive leadership is engaged and involved. Another option is to develop a QAPI steering committee, which is a team that takes overall responsibility for developing and updating the QAPI plan and prioritizing PIPs. This committee would also be responsible for chartering teams to work on specific projects. An actively engaged medical director should be on the team. The healthcare facility may also have a quality assurance committee that might become the QAPI steering committee. Executive leadership and other governing bodies not only need to show active support, they also should keep actively informed about ongoing issues and provide input on possible initiatives. Executive involvement should be real and visible, and one or more persons should accept the role of QAPI champion. When leaders can succinctly describe the QAPI program and its benefits to someone unfamiliar with the program, it is an indication that leadership is proactive. This includes the program's overall goals as well as specific initiatives underway. Leaders should also regularly tour the facility and make themselves available to HCP, residents, and families to answer questions and gain support. Another important aspect of governance is ensuring that the QAPI program is properly resourced. Leaders need to verify that managers are allocating the right amount of staff time to this program and its specific performance improvement projects, PIPs. When QAPI meetings occur during work hours, attendees may need others to cover their clinical duties. Governance also involves budgeting for IT and other resources, such as trainers and training supplies. Example, poster boards. Getting adequate investment in the QAPI program often requires creating a business case to justify spending. In addition to compliance requirements, making a business case can highlight the fact that a QAPI program is designed to ensure that changes are based on evidence, giving them a real chance of reducing the costs of poor quality while increasing quality of life and maintaining resident-centric choice and autonomy. Also, because this methodology places so much emphasis on verifying that structural changes are implemented and actual outcomes are assessed, the investment should produce lasting value. Finally, a business case can highlight additional benefits, such as improvement in HCP morale. Need for leadership and leadership enablers. Leadership is necessary to motivate and facilitate discussion among HCP, administrators, residents, and families. To be effective, a leader should have knowledge of the QAPI process as well as how quality management and other tools are being used. Great leaders actively get their HCP involved and excited about being able to participate in quality improvements. They ask a lot of questions of their HCP, residents, and families because they see them as the source of many solutions. Leadership enablers promote an open culture and leverage the IDT expertise and knowledge. Promoting an open culture. Getting leadership to actively support the QAPI program may require a culture shift in itself. Other culture change initiatives are likely to be unsuccessful without a QAPI program in place. Effective leaders promote a fair and open culture at the healthcare facility because it makes HCP feel comfortable identifying quality opportunities and problems. In this way, the organization also becomes a learning organization, one that drives and reinforces change. Such a process is not easily implemented, but a good place to start is by learning about current organizational culture and assessing one's individual skills and attitudes. Stratifying how HCP behavior is assessed promotes an open culture. Leaders should differentiate between reckless behavior, at-risk behavior, and human error, and they should approach each situation differently in terms of disciplinary action. The basic idea is that HCP should be comfortable reporting errors or quality concerns without fear of being punished. Similarly, residents and families need to be encouraged to speak up regarding concerns without fear of retribution. It is also possible to promote an open culture by having open-door policies for leaders and administrators and by promoting communication across shifts and departments. Interdisciplinary performance improvement teams. Interdisciplinary teams, IDTs, sometimes referred to as multidisciplinary teams, are invaluable in deploying a quality-focused culture or process. Successful teams solve problems more efficiently, raise HCP morale and productivity, use integrative rather than imposed solutions, and increase staff acceptance of these solutions. IDTs also help align QAPI efforts with the mission, vision, and values of the organization. Key point: it is important to approach teamwork as an intentional process. This includes defining team roles, often based on their disciplines such as IP, nurse, or physical therapist, setting a clear team purpose, short-term task-oriented, long-term, etc., getting each team member to actively engage, including not putting aside this work as things come up, and celebrating team wins. It also means intentionally planning communications, face-to-face meetings, especially a kickoff to get to know each other and learn the scope of work and how information or results will be reviewed. Brainstorming helps existing or newly organized teams define the project or process to improve and enhance problem-solving potential by encouraging creative and innovative thinking. A project team or committee is composed of subject matter experts. The team sponsor or champion is someone who has a leadership role in the organization and who supports and advocates for the team and/or a specific project. The sponsor/champion is responsible for removing barriers that could impede the work of the team, and they convey relevant issues to the executive leaders to secure their buy-in and facilitate successful implementation of the project. A team facilitator is a technical advisor and teacher. Facilitators are experts on process and improvement resources, although they may not necessarily be an expert on the process under review or study. Team members have the fundamental knowledge of the process under study and are usually frontline employees. Senior leadership acts as a guidance team that removes institutional barriers, provides support and motivation, speeds implementation of the changes recommended, creates a quality culture, requires team members to report, and encourages them to discuss their learning experiences. IDTs or interdisciplinary committees establish group norms and logistical considerations, such as meeting places and times, assignments, completion dates, or timeframes. Team members may not fully commit to performance improvement without clear objectives and role definitions. Team leaders should structure meetings to maximize productivity, give credit for new ideas, and reward and recognize positive outcomes and behaviors. Occasionally, team members may be in conflict about how the team should proceed. Conflict is not necessarily the result of people being right or wrong. Rather, it can arise when people have strengths in different areas or when individuals defend a value position instead of concentrating on objective facts. Conflicts can be productive and foster creativity, but the team facilitator must be able to negotiate, arbitrate, counsel, and resolve them. In some cases, residents or family members may be members of a QAPI team, for example, a resident at an LTC facility. These individuals may bring a fresh perspective to issues and help indicate what is valued from a resident's perspective. For confidentiality, such members should not be allowed to view information that identifies specific HCP or other residents. Leadership styles. Leadership style is part of an organization's culture, for example, being authoritarian versus collegiate, and can be influenced in part by screening new hires for their preferred style to ensure congruency with the organization's culture. Individuals can change their leadership styles over time if the culture is open to the new style. Here is a brief review of some of the many leadership styles. Directive leaders are hierarchical. Power comes from the top and followers are given specific tasks. Collaboration is not encouraged. It is sometimes called coercive management due to a reliance on rewards and punishment. One benefit, though, is consistency. Disadvantages are inflexible systems and a lack of HCP buy-in. Authoritative leaders are also hierarchical. Power comes from the top, but leaders clearly explain roles and how they relate to the organization's vision. The authoritative leader leads by example but shares leadership roles less than directive leaders do. While empowerment is desired, it is hard to accomplish since this is a culture of compliance and good ideas may not be valued unless they come from the top. Transformational leaders inspire new ideas and desire open and honest feedback by giving people a higher purpose and aligning team needs with organizational needs so that changes are more likely to succeed. One benefit is higher staff productivity. Servant leaders set the organization's mission, vision, and strategy and then support HCP by being of service so that they are enabled to implement changes. One benefit is a culture of trust, empowerment, and fairness. Participative leaders are democratic in building team consensus and embrace compromise and collaboration. Systems should allow all team members to have a voice, and to feel comfortable expressing it. This builds trust and empathy. Empathy, or actively seeking to understand the perspectives of others, is essential for innovation. A culture needs to feel free to think independently and take risks. Key point: knowing the leadership team's leadership style can help IPs with both navigating the early stages of a large construction project and with influencing leaders in crucial early planning stages to enhance plans with regards to infection prevention and resident safety. The best approach to take with any given leader is going to depend on their leadership style, communication preferences, and personality. In situations where the IP needs to exert influence, the best result will always be achieved through an approach that is tailored to the specific situation at hand.